6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, hey, Grill Squad, how are you doing? Hope you're doing well. Hope that life is treating you fair. I hope you're out there doing everything that you were born to do. You know, life is all about fulfillment. It's all about purpose. It's all about living out what you know, in fact, is in your heart and what other people need from you. You know, it's funny. I read a quote the other day that said, purpose is not really the act or the action. It's how people feel after you do what you were born to do. Write that down. Yeah, it's not about if you can sing well. It's not about, oh, I'm a great storyteller. All that is fine. All of those are actions, right? But the impact is when people walk away from whatever you were born to do, how do they feel? Are they really empowered? And I think, and I'm praying, and I'm hoping and believing that you're living out your purpose. You're doing exactly what you were born to do. You know why? Because you're special. We're going to go ahead and say a word of prayer, and we're going to move forward today so that we can continue to go, grow, and glow. God, thank you for today. Thank you for our conversation. Thank you for impressing upon our hearts those things that you would have for us to hear and to do. Thank you again for your love. In your name, amen. Ah, Grow Squad, I think I finally figured it out. I told you all we're pivoting. I mean, we're going to be as transparent as we possibly can be. By the way, this has nothing to do with the podcast, but my book, you see it right now on the screen, Go Grow Glow. Yeah, today I got the largest order. Well, if you're watching this in real time, today I got the largest order. If you're watching it on replay, it's been a few days now, but I got the largest order ever for my new children's book. I know some people are like, was it 1,000 books? Was it 2,000 books? Was it 1,000,000? No. Somebody ordered 50 books. One company ordered 50 books at one time. Now, it's funny because people always want to show you, oh, the big orders, oh, the $1,000 orders and I'll get there. But I want to celebrate what I always tell you to celebrate. We got to learn how to celebrate small wins. So today I'm celebrating 50 books going out to one client. Man, I'm excited about that. And I want to invite you to go to eugenehamilton.org. You may not need 50 books. You may need one book. However many books you need, we've got them available for your young people. Even as we're preparing for the summer. I know when I was younger, when I was a kid living at home, I should say, my mother would have us pick out books that we're going to read throughout the summer. Why don't you add Go Grow Glow to the collection to help your young people as it falls down, right? Why don't you add that book to your collection for your young people and give them a book that will help them learn how to be resilient, learn how to be self-aware, and most importantly for me, learn how to respond to adversity. You know, oftentimes I'm in schools and I tell kids how to do these things, but even as grown adults, we've got to learn how to respond to adversity as well. So, anyway, side note, that's just my own commercial, my own ad. Here we are. Grow Squad, I think I figured it out. I don't know how many episodes ago this was. This is episode 40-something. We're pushing toward 50, and we're going to do a celebration for that 50th episode. But for today, as I reflect back, I want to say it was in the teens, the episode that I'm referring to. No, I take that back. I did a YouTube live. Go back on my YouTube page. If you're a YouTuber or if you're one who looks at this on YouTube or if you just listen to it on audio, I thank both of you. But if you want to check this YouTube live out, it's there probably about 6 months ago. But I talked about how at one point in my life, I lost a bunch of weight. Yeah, I mean, a boatload of weight in a very short time. It was funny when I did it because, you know, people are now, or the world or society is so disciplined adverse, right? It's like people, if you do something out of discipline, people will question it. And I get it because so many people are not being real. So many people are not doing it the hard way. But I lost 100 pounds before the hard way. No, don't clap your hands. I gained some weight back, and then another time in my life, I lost 50 pounds. So check it out. I think I figured it out. I know how to lose weight. And before you go there, I also know how to keep it off. Right? It's funny because people sometimes will look at weight loss and the journey of shedding pounds as if it's rocket science. And it's not. And I know it's harder for some than others. I get that. And, you know, I sympathize with individuals who are in that category. But by and large, I am not a weight loss expert, but I figured out, check this out, Growth Squad, I figured out my body. For everybody, things work different, right? Some people may have carbs affect them in a different way. Me, if I indulge in carbs, I'm blowing up. I'm gonna already know. It ain't like, oh, I can have a piece of bread. Nah, I'm gonna get stuck. I'm gonna plateau if I find myself doing certain things with certain foods that I know my body doesn't respond well to. So I'm not here to hang out there, but I'm building something. I think I figured it out though. Remember one time I was 30 years old and I woke up the morning of my birthday and I jumped on the scale. And it was a real trip because as I jumped on that scale, I knew that it was going to say something I didn't want it to say, which is why I never really weighed myself prior to that time. But in all honesty, it was time. I mean, I was 30 years old, had no energy. I mean, it was bad. And that scale was tipping, I think, around 340 pounds. I said, yeah, it's time. And for the next 6 months, I cleaned up my diet. For the next 6 months, I wasn't married, didn't have a kid at that point. And so I was in the gym twice a day, 6 days a week. Grinding. I'm not telling you to do what I did. I was just a maniac at that time. And in 6 months, I lost 105 pounds, actually. Just going after it. Changing my diet, doing what I got to do. And I kept that weight off probably for about 5 or 6 years. Now, I didn't want to stay at that light weight. I built back up muscle. And so I got back up to a weight that I liked, right? That I was comfortable with and that I could, take off my shirt, right, at the beach and not feel embarrassed. So I kept that weight down, but I couldn't wait. Check this out. After I lost weight, I couldn't wait to indulge in the foods that I got rid of to lose weight. Hear what I'm saying? I couldn't wait. You ever heard people go on a fast before? Like a lot of people who are in the Christian community have just finished their fast for Lent and so forth. They gave up certain foods. And then it's almost as if individuals, of course, there are spiritual fasts. There are different kinds of fasts. But people that fast for health reasons oftentimes will get rid of stuff that they know they should get rid of for life. But they'll do it fast, they'll lose weight, and then they'll get right back to the hamburgers and french fries. I'm telling on myself. I ain't talking about you. You thought I was talking about you? Yeah, I'm talking about me. They'll get right back to the root beer. Again, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Eugene Hamilton. And so I figured it out. I do not have a positive outlook on weight loss because I got it all backwards. In the past, I've lost weight so that I could fit in a certain suit, fit in certain clothing. I've lost weight, right? So because I had an event coming up and I wanted to look a certain way, I've lost weight because of external reasons. And I'm not saying that's bad. In fact, it's good to look good. It's good to feel confident with your body. All those things I'm talking about for me, and I hope that this will bless you. I hope that you can get something, a nugget from what I'm sharing as well, because the reason why, even after 5 years, I started gaining weight back, and there's a whole other story, but outside of that, beyond gaining weight back or beyond just eating bad food, I had some sciatic nerve problems and all that stuff. And so whatever, that's a whole other episode or a whole other conversation. But for today, I figured out, if I were to be honest with myself and with you, which I'm always, I lost weight for the wrong reasons. For me. The reason why I've been unable to stick to a certain plan, because it wasn't about living a healthy lifestyle. It was about looking a certain way. Woo-hoo! Yeah, it was never about me making sure my cholesterol level was in the right place. It was never about making sure my blood pressure was in the right space and place and numbers were looking good. It was never about that. I lost weight because it was about how I looked on the outside. So that when I got to a place that kind of was no longer a big deal for me, I found myself slipping back. And it wasn't about getting healthy. It wasn't about living a life that would afford me many years ahead. It was simply about the external reality right then and there. So I've come up with three things I want to share with you today. If you're on this journey on the journey of losing weight and you're having difficulty with wrapping your mind around what it should really be about. Because as I told you before, I'm an older parent. And when I say older parent, I ain't, you know, but I have, it's not really all my buddies, not all. Let me pause. A few of my buddies are grandparents. Yeah, I'm that age. They're like, dude, you know, I remember once I saw one of my buddies, we haven't seen each other in years, so they didn't know if I have kids or not. They thought that my son was my grandson. I said, nah, that's my son. What's you tripping, right? I don't have any kids that are old enough to have kids. That's my kid. But here it is. I'm now saying to myself, Eugene, losing weight, getting in shape is less about what it says on the scale, and it's more about what's happening inside of your body. It's less about what those numbers are going up or down as you step on that.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Machine, no, it's about what's happening inside you. Listen, I'm trying to live so I can be around for my son. So three quick things I want to share with you that I think are important and that will change, I believe, your thinking about weight loss. Number one, shift your thinking from weight loss to health improvement. Yeah. If you really want to stick to a plan, if you really want to, in fact, some of my buddies that I've met over the years or at the gym, I see them, you know, they'll say this is bulking season or this is shredding season or, you know, and we'll see them go up and down with their weight. And I see them getting super duper strict. A lot of my buddies right now that I go to the gym with, man, they're trying to get them abs out because they're getting ready for shows, right? And I'm like, well, I don't want to be show ready year round. I get it. I don't need to do all that to be in health, because it is if you're a Bible believing person, I think the book of Jude says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So God wants you to be healthy too. And another thing on that, it's funny because when I'm in better shape, I even have more energy to read my Bible, to read literature that's going to benefit me, to read books that are going to enhance my brain. And it's funny, right? The relationship we have with food kind of impacts everything that we do. When I do eat right, I do have more energy with my son. When I do eat right, I do have more energy in several other areas in my life. Some areas I won't even talk about, right? You get it. But when I'm in shape, when I'm eating right, when I have the proper relationship or posture toward the table, which is example, the table that has my food on it, I find myself enjoying life more. Right? I find myself not on the Easter egg hunt, out of breath. Here it is. Number two, in order for you to be successful on that journey, on this journey, you've got to cultivate a positive relationship with food. I had to stop calling food good and bad. This is just work for me. As I'm driving by, let's just say McDonald's, and I haven't had a McDonald's fry in so long. I can't even remember the last time I had McDonald's fries. But I do know that at a point in my life, I really, really loved fries from McDonald's. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm looking right at you. If you're on YouTube watching me, if you're hearing me on audio, I'm repeating it again for emphasis. I used to love fries from McDonald's. Drown them in ketchup. I need even more salt. After they put the salt on it, it was real bad. Right? So I had to say to myself, because, you know, sometimes we've got to stop judging things based on right or wrong. And I heard one of my buddies say this. I think it was my buddy Myron Edmonds, who talked about the fact that no longer are we, if we're going to be successful, we got to stop looking at things as right or wrong and look at them as wise or unwise. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, if it's raining outside and the speed limit is 65, it's right for me to go to speed limit. It's not wrong. It's not wrong if it's pouring down rain outside, say down south, if it's raining cats and dogs, right? If the speed limit says 65, the police will probably not pull me over if I'm going 65 miles per hour. You know why? Because I'm well within my rights to go that speed. But if it's raining down cats and dogs, is it wise for me to go down the freeway at 65 miles per hour? It's probably not. Even though it's right, right? Even though it's right in terms of I'm not breaking the law. But it's probably not wise. It's almost as if I know I have a certain health ailment and I find myself indulging in a food that spikes those numbers, even though that food is not wrong, especially if you follow biblical the biblical outline for eating food, right? Let's say you stay away from certain foods. And let's say you're eating a food that's well within, it's okay. I mean, let's French fries, that's potatoes, right? That's cool to eat. I don't care what you adhere to, that's not unclean. But is it wise? If I got high blood pressure, if I got high cholesterol, is it wise for me? Probably not. So in order for me to develop this positive relationship with food, in order for me to cultivate a positive relationship with food, I got to change my thinking about food, not asking myself, is it good or bad? I got to ask myself, I hope you're taking a mental note of this, ask yourself, is it wise or unwise for me to eat this? If it's going to keep you up all night and make your stomach hurt, is it wise or unwise to engage in it? It may taste good. And most food that will mess up our health actually does taste pretty good. So ask yourself, is it wise or unwise as you're developing that or cultivating that excuse me, positive relationship with food? And then I want you to, I'm inviting you to, I'm offering this to you. I know you look at me now like, dude, you haven't lost weight now. Yeah, I haven't. Right? Up and down. But I'm telling you what worked and what is working again for me right now. So right now, this is 15 years later. I lost 100 pounds 15 years ago. So things are a lot different with metabolism and all kinds of things. So weight coming off a little bit or a lot of bit, is that proper English? Probably not. It's coming off slower. Well, this third one I think is critical. And I'm going to read it just like I wrote it down. Focus on a sustainable lifestyle change. Or let me say it this way. Let's rearrange this thing in real time. Focus on sustainable lifetime or lifestyle changes as opposed to quick diets. Yeah. Try to focus on things that I can sustain over time. And once again, I tell myself over and over again, instead of me saying, oh, I'm giving up this until I lose this. Now I'm making a lifestyle change. In other words, I'm doing my best not to go back to sodas. I love me a good A&W root beer. I mean, I like any IBC. I like root beer, period. Right? So I'm saying to myself, can I sustain not having it over a prolonged period of time? Or to start off, can I just do one a month? Right? What can I sustain that will help me build the proper muscles to put me in position to move to the next step? Right? I got to ask myself, can I go cold turkey? Oh, if you can, cool. But if you struggle, I may say to myself, you know what? Let me practice temperance. Let me just drink root beer on the weekend. Let me just have McDonald's French fries on the weekend. In fact, I'll tell you this again. When I lost that 100 pounds, I ate pretty wild every single weekend. 5 days. That's how I knew it wasn't about lifestyle change for me. It was about just losing weight right quick. So on the weekends, I'm doing pizzas. I'm doing wings. I'm doing all kinds. I'm eating whatever. Banana pudding, I'm doing it all. I'm not saying those things are wrong. Once again, I go back to what I just said 2 minutes ago. Those things are not wrong in terms of you're not breaking the law by eating them. So you may not break the law, but is it going to break your body? That boy dropping bars right quick. Yeah. It may not be something that you're doing that's going to cause you to get arrested. But is it something that will cause cardiac arrest? Let me quit. But ask yourself, can I find something or can I find changes that are sustainable to make that may take a little bit longer for me to reach my goal? Yeah, a quick diet. I may drop down right quick. But as soon as I pick those things, have you ever giving up something, and as soon as you put that thing back in your diet, you're back. Yeah, that's usually what happens. So let me encourage you. Try to make those changes and do them in increments if you can. Most importantly, as you go, as you grow, and as you glow, I want you to develop a healthy relationship with those things that you partake of as a part of your meals every single day. I'm encouraging you, I'm inviting you, as I did for myself. Hey, man, I'm not just trying to lose weight no more. I'm trying to be healthy. And what comes with being healthy is getting to a weight that's not only healthy, but also a weight that's going to put me in the best position to live a full life. So I'm encouraging you. I know we're in the month of, I don't know what month we're in. We're in the second quarter of the year. I know that. All right. And sometimes, you know, we find ourselves reverting back to the old ways. Things may have gotten boring, gotten mundane, gotten like, you know, you're like, I'm tired of trying to eat. I'm you know, I get it. But let me encourage you to start thinking about not what's good or bad. Start thinking about what's wise or unwise and watch your life go to the next level. Let's thank you all for tuning in today. Thank you for your attention, your time. Thank you for hearing my heart right quick, right? And I hope that you could share this with somebody who may be struggling with lifestyle changes, may be struggling with whatever it is. And I hope that something that I shared can benefit them as well and you as you continue to go, grow, and glow. Until next time, be good, be great. Take care of yourself. Peace.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But DC politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.